Lesson 32, 1055 BC, David. David is probably one of the most loved characters of the entire Bible. Interestingly, he was not always good. Why then is he so popular with those who study God's Word? It could be that we feel we know him so well. He poured out his soul in the writing of at least 73 of the 150 Psalms in the Old Testament. And though he had some flaws, God called him a man after my own heart, Acts 13:22. That probably explains our being drawn to him. Let's look at his intriguing life, as found in 1 and 2 Samuel. We first learn of David when the prophet Samuel went to anoint him as the second king of Israel. David was a boy at the time. Samuel anointed David in secret, because Saul was still reigning as the first king of Israel. Jesse, David's father, and all his brothers were a bit shocked to learn that the youngest boy of the family would be the future king. Not long after the anointing, David received his first assignment, so to speak. He was to leave the shepherd's life temporarily to visit the king's palace. You see, King Saul couldn't sleep at night. He was struggling with the distressing spirit we learned about earlier. David, who was a skilled harpist, was sent to help soothe the restless spirit of Saul through music. It is ironic that the unusual relationship between Saul and David began there at the palace through such calming circumstances, for later, jealousy of this same soothing shepherd boy drove Saul practically insane. Upon completing the task of playing music for the king, David returned to his shepherd's work for a time. That is, until his well-known encounter with Goliath, the giant. In case you don't know the story, it goes roughly like this. Not one soldier in Israel was willing to fight against a Philistine giant by the name of Goliath. David was just checking up on his brothers when he heard about the standstill. He was shocked that none of the soldiers had confidence in God for a victory. So, with just a simple slingshot, he showed them all what a powerful God he served. He slung a stone right to the head of Goliath that sent him crashing to the ground. As David was still a young man, it was incredible that he had the faith to fight Goliath with just a slingshot and without any armor. From this act of courage and confidence in God, we begin to see how different David was from ordinary men. With the story of the victory over Goliath circulating all over Israel, David gained more praise and honor than King Saul could handle. David became loved by the people of Israel. He earned a lifetime friendship with Saul's son, Jonathan, and Saul's daughter, Michal, fell in love with him. Not bad for a former shepherd boy. David married Michal and for a while enjoyed his great success. Most importantly, 1 Samuel 18:14 tells us that David behaved wisely in all his ways and the Lord was with him. However, things soon changed dramatically for David. King Saul's